Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What you got?
Are you a good husband?
Of course.
How do you know? Have you taken the test?
Have you? You've known me now for a couple of years.
Yeah, I would say you're a good husband.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. You love your wife.
I'm like, now I'm trying to get you to convince me.
Okay, so a doctor from way back in the day, this comes from 1939, and these are characteristics that either make you a good or a bad husband.
Oh, you know what? This is so funny. You remember last week we were doing the whole 1950 versus 2020.
Yes.
So now we're going back even further,
even
and this
further.
Is based on your relationship.
Yes, Ooh. And some of the things that make you a good husband are you ready for this?
Uh-huh. And this according to 1939.
Yeah, 1939. Okay. And you can check these off, see if you fall into this category.
Okay.
You're nice to her friends. You're kind to her even if no one's watching.
Oh my goodness! How dare you?
No, I'm kidding. No, yeah.
Of course you're kind to her.
We're kind of, my wife and I, we're like, if people were to see us in real life, like when nobody's watching, they would think that we're a sappy love story. Because we're just weird like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know why. We're just goofy like that.
I mean, I could see that of you, too.
Yeah.
Plus, you love the rom-coms.
I know. That's the thing. I've tried to live my life every single day as if I'm in a rom-com. So.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yep.
Here's another one that would make you a good husband. You remember your anniversary.
We both
dun,
know.
Dun, dun,
both of y'all.
Yeah, that was a weird day after.
Okay, so here's a few signs that make you not a good husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Flirting in front of her.
Okay.
Comparing her to your mom. Your ex-wife.
No. Okay, no, I definitely don't compare my wife to my ex-wife.
Good.
And I don't compare my mom to my, or my wife to my mom. However, sometimes she compares me to my mom and I'm like, oh.
Here's one more that makes you not a great husband. Criticizing her in public.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. But I've seen people do that, and it's uncomfortable.
It's really sad.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, don't do that. That's from the 30s. Don't do that.
Okay.
Moving on to the wife category.
Cannot wait.
Do you want to say, I'm just going to skip the good wife part because I don't fall into that category at all.
Okay, let me read these.
Okay.
I'm going to use the not a good wife part first.
That's what I was saying. Like, that's where we should start because I feel like I'm going to check.
So I'm going to manipulate some of these answers.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know ahead of time, Rebecca, I'm manipulating the answers for how I want them to read.
This is not the real test then.
These are the signs of not a good wife, according to 1939 standards. Does not want to have kids.
Bing.
Being late for appointments.
Ding, 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 ding.
Letting your cold feet touch him under the covers.
Do it on purpose.
Being a backseat driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Getting jealous. I don't know.
Jealous does not fall into that for me.
Wearing red nail polish.
Ding.
Okay. So basically, you got like a 24 out of 25.
Yes! Yeah. 80%
bad boy.
I got an A on it.
Okay.
Woo!
So now I'm going to play all the things that you do if you're a good wife, according to 1939 standards.
Right.
Okay, you always serve dinner on time. Do you play an instrument? Get dressed up before breakfast.
Clearly
good
not.
Housekeeper. Always put the kids to bed. You don't even have any, so...
Nope. I don't even put the dog to bed.
Let him sleep in on the weekend. You run big purses by your husband first. Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca, bad wife in 1939.
Woo, who wants me? What's up?
You can have you.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.